Hey folks, it's Mike the Ref on the road, literally, as you can hear, probably hear the humming of my car here. We're just heading back from the CWC Round 2 of Clash of the Cup, held at Festival Hall in Red Deer. Six great matches on this show. Originally it was scheduled for five, but we had a little bit of an impromptu, but I'll get to that later on here. We did have three qualification matches, quarterfinals for the Canada Cup, and let's just say they were a couple humdingers there, folks. Normally quarterfinals, there's four of them, but if you guys check out the CWC Facebook page, I'm going to see if I can get a link up on the Backbreaker Media page as well. The Big Sexy Beast, Bradley Graham, and Mr. Flex O'Clock, Sydney Steele, decided to try to ambush each other when it came to coming up for their upcoming match here for the quarterfinal. Unfortunately, both of them were not able to make it to Red Deer for the matchup tonight, and therefore they were both disqualified, so there ended up being a bye, but I'll get to the brackets near the end here. But let's get to the matches themselves. Coming out right off the bat were what I would consider two of the biggest upsets in round one. The people that were victim to those upsets were facing off head-to-head here with one half of the CWC Tag Team Champions, Mr. I Absolutely Hate Every Movie, but apparently now wants to be called Cool Ranch. I'm sorry, I'm still going to call him Dynamic Dean Richter, taking on the Irishman. And folks, I'm going to put this straight out there. The entrance for the Irishman, he's got new music, and the pop that he received tonight, I literally was shaking as I was doing camera work for this show. I had goosebumps. The amount of adrenaline going through that building the second that he walked in. I've enjoyed an Irishman entrance before. It was nothing like I've seen before. Just thunderous. Well, this would, you would expect with two guys like this that it would turn into one hell of a matchup, and it was. Both guys pretty even. A lot of technical work, a lot of hard hitting. I would have to say one of the biggest parts of this match was the inclusion of a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. Because apparently that's a thing with him now. I guess Dean Richter really loves Doritos. Sean Martin's had that bag hidden at ringside, and the headline pulled it out for him and managed to sneak over the ropes to get it. Despite the tries for interference by Sean Martin's and the General as part of the wrecking crew, you had the Irishman hit his IRA and get the 1-2-3. But folks, that, to be honest, this isn't really the story here. The story is, after the match, Richter and Martins and the General just decided to lay waste to the Irishman's shoulder. It was knee drops to the shoulder. And I think the most heinous thing that happened, Martins had the Irishman wrapped up underneath the bottom rope in the corner. And not only was there a bicycle kick into that shoulder, but multiple shots from the General as well as Sean Martins into that shoulder with the cane of the General. The other reason I'm driving right now is I just managed to leave the medical facility where the Irishman is being treated at. Unfortunately, he has suffered a severe shoulder injury, which is going to affect his future when it comes to the Leo Burke Cup this weekend for MPW, as well as all his future events here. So I will release a little bit more of those details coming up next week. But suffice to say, I'm gonna be straight up with you guys. The Irishman, in terms of a wrestling capacity, is not gonna be good to go for a while, just from what I saw. I may not be a doctor, but hell, it didn't look good. Now, moving on to the second match of the night. This is a little bit of discussion between myself and Bob Gordon. We got a little bit of negotiations going on, GM to commissioner. Pride comes out. The man formerly known as Jack Pride, who is the Alberta champion, coming out by himself tonight. No Envy and no Jack Hammer, who apparently is now being called Wrath, which I don't know whether I want to get to the bottom of that or not, or just take it as their word, but we're gonna have to get some kind of closure on, so I'm probably gonna have to do a little bit of digging and investigating. I think this might be where Bob Gordon comes in handy. I'll let him try and get that information out of those guys. But anyway, they're apparently you had Envy trying to train Wrath or indoctrinate, enlighten, whatever the hell you want to call it. So Pride says he's angry that he's by himself, and he issues the open challenge to the Alberta title so anybody could have a shot at it. Now, for those that were at the Monster Pro Wrestling show last month, saw the man who came out as opponent in a pre-show match, taking on Blake Cannon, and that is Rugged Rich King. Sorry, a little bit of a hiccup there, folks. Rugged Rich King, who put on a very impressive performance as in a losing cause, but no fault of his own, thanks to a low blow. But in that match last month at MPW, but he came out and he's ripped, he's shredded, he's looking like a great standout. His technical wrestling is quite sound right now. And of course, Pride has to get his cheap shot in with the microphone across the head. But once things settled down, this turned out to be actually a really good match. While Rich King didn't show much of the experience that he obviously doesn't have right now, and that's what eventually led to Pride getting the victory here. Pride ended up taking a few times that he was a little bit too cocky, and it almost cost him the Alberta title at this point. But in the end, you get Pride that sinks in that dragon sleeper, and King had no choice but to tap out. And still, your Alberta champion is the man named is Pride. I really don't know what's going to happen with Pride and his new cult, I believe. They're known as Seven, in some sense, S-E-7-E-N. Honestly, folks, I haven't wanted to dive in too much into it, but I think for Evolution, I'm sort of going to have to here. But now, speaking of some favors, I want to thank Bob Gordon for this next matchup, pulling up a bit of a favor for me. Out comes the headline, Sean Martins, who gets the first quarterfinal match for the Canada Cup. Originally, the draw was set up that the headline, Sean Martins, was to take on Skyler Paris Austin. But thanks to certain actions by the headline at the Eliminator and Monster Survival matches, I asked Mr. Gordon to put in a little favor for me. The draw got changed, and his opponent in the quarterfinal was none other than the Hall of Famer Massive Damage. Yet the look on Martin's face was, yeah, let's go rather, I don't know if surprise would be the right way. I'm just surprised that he wasn't wearing brown tights instead of blue ones tonight. Massive comes out. You could tell Martins is frazzled throughout this matchup. And if it wasn't... sorry. If it wasn't for the General and Dean Richter, who were at ringside, there is no way I think that Martins was going to get this victory. Now, Massive had this match won following Uranagi and a spear on Martins, but a little bit of distraction. Massive gets a little bit tied up with the referee. And thanks to the General's misdirection, Martins manages to get in a low blow and ends up getting the 1-2-3, advancing to the semifinals of the Canada Cup June 30th. Massive did everything he could to advance in this tournament, but just came up a little bit short. So I want to give kudos to Massive Damage there, but, you know, by hook or by crook, Martins did advance. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him in the draw. Now, due to that little change that was made in that matchup, coming out at an intermission, we had another quarterfinal matchup with Maniac, the current MPW heavyweight champion, and buddies of the Wrecking Crew, taking on the, I have to say, the upset of the first round, and that's Skyler Paris Austin. Now, I want to say that Skyler was a bit of an upset because, let's face it, he's only been in the ring a handful of matches, and but this level of confidence that he's been getting into, it's taken a leaps and bounds forward, and I don't know exactly how or why. All I know is it's working. This match here was definitely a contrast of styles, where you had, for lack of a better term, a dancer in Austin versus a bruiser wrestler in Maniac. Maniac tried to keep it as a straight wrestling match, while Austin's trying to throw anything he can at Maniac to try to knock him off sorts here. In the end, you had... Well, one thing that shocked me is Maniac went deep into his playbook and hit the heart punch on Skyler Paris Austin. The old Stan Stasiak move. Yes, folks, I'm using old school wrestler terms here. So if you're younger, look up these names on the internet. You're gonna enjoy some good old classic wrestling here. But hits that hard punch. Austin still kicks out at two. But then in the end, Austin tries to hit his finisher, which apparently is now called Swipe Left. I'm guessing that's a Tinder reference. I don't use Tinder myself, so I'll have to take his word for it. For those that are wondering what it actually is, it's what is more commonly known as natural selection by WWE fans, performed by Charlotte. Gets the 1-2, but not the 3. So Austin's all over the place. Maniac's all over the place. In the end, Maniac tries to go for his cravat into the knee on Skyler Paris Austin. Austin catches the leg, takes it down with a double leg, puts a jackknife cover in, and gets a shocking 1-2-3, advancing to the semifinals of the Canada Cup June 30th. That's going to be, I'd have to say that's another upset, folks. He's taken out a heavyweight champion in one of the companies in Alberta, and that shocks me, to be honest with you, folks. I didn't think Austin had a chance here, but... But speaking of strange chances here, this is the match that we were told was not only the main event of the evening, but also due to the how do I put this? The Big Sexy Beast and Sydney Steele's little incident, the fact they couldn't make it. This match here was actually turned into a semifinal. If you want to go technical, it's a quarterfinal with a bye to the final. But let's call what it is. It's a semifinal between the Cheetah Bear, Jude Dawkins, and the chairman of the CWC, Johnny Kickass. Now, this is one of the few matches where I have never seen the Cheetah Bear get out of the blocks so as slowly as he did in this match. He barely got any offense in. A lot of that has to do with the sneak attack by Johnny Kickass coming in from the crowd. Everybody was looking at the entrance ramp and waiting for him to come in. All of a sudden, Kickass comes from in the crowd, dives into the ring, and just swarms the Cheetah Bear. The Cheetah Bear does everything to try to get back on track, but Kickass had control of, I would say, pretty much 85% of this match, thanks to that early onslaught. So the Cheetah Bear finally finds a way to change the tide. He goes for his wheelbarrow German suplex. After he hits that, of all things, and I gotta check with the AV guy, but Chris Parrish's music comes up. So everybody's looking for Parrish, including Dawkins. Parrish is nowhere to be found. Somebody planted that music in there, so I'm gonna guess that it is either Parrish or Maniac that were playing with the controls there, but either way, it didn't matter. Dawkins got caught by Kickass into the powerbomb and the 1-2-3. So advancing to the final is Johnny Kickass. The finals for the Canada Cup, June 30th. So let me quickly break down the bracket here. For our semifinal on June 30th, it's going to be the headline, Sean Martins taking on Skyler Paris Austin, which, folks, frankly, it's a mismatch. Martin should wipe the floor with Austin, but hell, I've said that about Richter, and I've also thought Maniac would be the same way, but I guess you can't predict heart, folks. That's the best way to put it. But now that I got the Canada Cup bracket straight, following this match, Chris Parrish actually does come out to celebrate the victory. And by celebrating, I mean come in and try to beat the living crap out of the Cheetah Bear with stomps and boots and everything possible in the ring. But who comes out to make the save? None other than the returning Dylan Stone, Mr. Saturday Night. A great seat of back. He's looking in great shape. He's really excited. And folks, if you got a chance to see MPW Madness, where I lost my gourd on the cat's meow, I am very proud of Bob Gordon on how he absolutely lost it on Chris Parrish and Johnny Kickass, and demanded that we have a tag team match for the main event with Kickass and the champion Chris Parrish taking on Dylan Stone and Jude Dawkins. Now let me tell you, folks, this was a hell of a matchup. For two guys that have already wrestled 15 minutes, in Kick-Ass and Dawkins. Looked like they could go another 40 minutes without even blinking, so maybe we'll have to work on an Iron Man match sometime, see how that can come to fruition here. Turning point in this match was when Parrish and Kick-Ass decided to go for stereo super kicks. They hit him on Stone, but could only get the two count thanks to breaking up with the cover of the Cheetah Bear. So they get the Cheetah Bear out of the ring, tie up Dylan Stone. Kick-Ass is holding him. Parrish goes for another super kick, misses, and hits Kick-Ass. Now, I know Kick-Ass has a boulder of a head, but he just shrugged it off and said, you know what, I'm done. I've had it. I'm not putting up with this crap. So he walked out, leaving Chris Parrish all alone with Dylan Stone and Jude Dawkins. Let's just say I wouldn't want to be Parrish in that situation, and I don't think Parrish wanted to be Parrish in that situation. In the end, you had a combination spear Saturday night special, that running knee of Dylan Stone, getting the victory with Stone pitting Parrish in that tag team match. A really good match, a really good card. And honestly, it's great to see Dylan Stone back. He looks in phenomenal shape. I know that he was off training, I believe it was down in the southern states, getting some more knowledge down there and just trying to improve. And it looks like Dylan has taken his game to another level. So I can't wait to see what happens next month. And speaking of next month, June 30th at Festival Hall, they announced that not only will they have the semifinal and final of the Canada Cup, they're also going to have their I believe they said it's the third annual Rumble match, where the winner of that match will become the number one contender for the CWC Championship currently held by Chris Parrish. I know that I've got some MPW guys that are biting at the bit to get into CWC. What better way to get in there than getting this Rumble and end up taking it and then taking the title off Chris Parrish, which, you know, I don't think it's going to hurt many people's feelings in Red Deer right now. So, but now it's time for our highlights of the night and the surprise of the night. For me, the highlight of the night, personally, was just the emotion at the start of the night. And that match between Richter and Irishman, right from the entrance, like even Richter was getting a few cheers to start out. The Irishman, like I said, folks, that pop that he received, I was literally getting goosebumps at ringside. So, surprise of the night, besides the return of Dylan Stone, I'm going to have to go with the upset victory of Skyler Paris-Austin over Maniac. The streak of Austin continues. I think that's it's as hard for me to believe as it is to say, folks. And the other highlight of the night for me is the crowd that we had tonight. We probably had close to 250 strong tonight. 250, somewhere in that range. And based on the reports I'm getting in from other venues, this may be the most populous crowd that we had in Alberta this weekend. So just proves how strong CWC is now and going into the future, which once again will be June 30th, Clash for the Cup Finals. Being held at Festival Hall in Red Deer. Contact Backbreaker Media if you want to get tickets, folks. I'll send you the right way. That's going to wrap up this episode of Quick Calls. Just a note on the network here. I did mention on the last Quick Calls we were going to get something from PWA. I don't know if we're going to be able to get it here. Apparently Andre was having some vehicular troubles. Asked the MPW guys for their opinions, and I don't want to bring up some of the things that they thought probably happened to the vehicle, but I'll digress at that point. But our, speaking of MPW, our next quick calls is going to be from the Leo Burke Cup next Saturday from the Alberta Avenue Hall in Edmonton. Just remember, folks, new start time of 7 o'clock. The Mike Maloney Initiative is underway, folks. Doors 6:15, first bell 7 o'clock. Right now, I currently have 8 matches scheduled. Four of those are going to be Canada Cup final. Man, I'm on a roll here. Leo Burke Cup qualifiers. And I am going to announce those matchups coming up this Wednesday on the Facebook page. Check out Backbreaker Media for immediate results, and they will be forwarded on throughout the day to the Monster Pro Wrestling pages and whatnot. So there are 8 competitors for that tournament. I've been told that a couple guys can't make it, and honestly, the brackets that I originally had set up here are completely thrown out of whack due to Irishman's injury here. So, wonder how we're going to set this up here, but I got a lot of hard thinking to do here, and we'll get that settled out here in the next couple days. But I promise you, we will get an announcement out this Wednesday to announce the quarterfinals for the Canada Cup. But other than that, make sure you check out the Sounds of Struggle every Thursday here on Backbreaker Media. And don't forget, folks, if you really enjoy CWC, along with other wrestling, including MPW, PPW, we got stuff from the States such as Bar Wrestling, PCW out of England, on our video on demand channel, backbreakervod.pivotshare.com. If you want to sign up, it's a 2-week free trial. And if you use the code EVOLUTION, such as CWC Evolution, on the site during checkout, not only will you get the 2-week free trial, you will also get your first 3 months at 50% off, which is, folks, it's $450 for... Right now, as it stands, we're looking at 130 hours of content, which is some of the best wrestling you're going to see. There are some matches there that I didn't honestly think I would have on a network of mine. So please make sure you check that out. Share it out with your friends. Hell, share this podcast out with your friends as well. But that's going to wrap it up here from on the road. From Festival Hall and Red Deer covering CWC. Just want to remind you folks, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls covering CWC Clash for the Cup Round 2 here on Backbreaker Media.